April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. John Addison is a contingent assistant professor in the Department of English here at Northern Michigan University. He is also a cigar box guitar builder and a father of two.
Witness. The first cries come from the huddle of young mothers, shaven, streaked with leaf light. I can see their loose hair clumped in bushes, their scabbed faces, their teeth hanging breasts, blue sky sparking from the backs of downturned heads, nicks weeping fresh in the stubble. Already, in the clearing among empty gas cans, bodies settled down into embers. I squat at the center of a knot of elbows, cheekbones, naked bellies. Mouths gape back at the open throats of rifles. Small red eyes burst out in the curves of falling bodies. I hit the ground hollow as a kicked bucket. The same tinny rattle, the same insured emptiness. This is another Pittsburgh poem. It's called Standing Still. My mind's on purchases ahead, deodorant and Band-Aids I'll hunt out at the Rite Aid, when a cluster of school kids across the street blossoms with fists, screams, and I see a girl beaten down to her knees spill from among the kicking feet. And I stand still, thinking, when men rush out of the barber shop, hair half cut, surge into the crowd, break and surge again, finally reaching the girl, finally pulling her to her feet, finally limping her away from the crowd, which pulses like an amoeba, to follow her to the barbershop. And I have stood still so long, my tongue seems a lump of wet ash. And this is what standing still tastes like. This is the morsel I choke down for remembrance. This last one is a prose piece. I wrote it when my kids were much younger than they are now, and probably only 10% of the people listening are going to get it, but that's all right. You guys deserve it. It's called An Elegy for Porkins. Poor Porkins. I've seen him die maybe a dozen times, coming apart in a flash of fire and dancing sparks. He's always been a bit player, the kind of character who attaches a sense of urgency to the protagonist by checking out colorfully, explosively, with finality, but without making a lasting impression himself. Poor Porkins. He doesn't get the respect he deserves, the respect due to a person who, however ill-suited, gives himself over willingly to a cause that is clearly beyond him. Though, who can say what he would have thought in the heat of the moment, the gung-ho, towel-snapping last moment suiting up before the big mission, as he struggled awkwardly into the jumpsuit, a garment never intended for a wearer of his stature. Would he have seen himself as merely a sidebar before the drama of the last run? I doubt it. Poor Porkins. My boys see him as a joke, the one who died because he couldn't follow directions. They told him to pull up, and he didn't, Ian says. Yeah, Cullen says. He should know better. Boom. The connection's clear to them, who often enough fail to follow directions at home, but who seem to recognize the importance of having done so when something of this moment was at stake. Poor Porkins. Jowly, many-chinned Porkins, whose helmet made his head look comically large, perched above the swaths of bright orange jumpsuit material. He never stood a chance. The older I get, the more I sympathize with poor Porkins, poor doomed, ludicrously outclassed Porkins, whose hair probably never blow-dried into those feathery 1970s waves, who probably would have felt right at the moment when his atoms came apart over that failing landscape of cold alloys, something like gratitude, simply to have been allowed so briefly to light the way for the more beautiful heroes to come. Poor Porkins. When we set out our things, the boys and I, and prepare for yet another reenactment of that climactic moment in the cold darkness, when we dole out the roles, when the boys choose for themselves the survivors, the great ones, I choose Porkins. We set out, he and I, knowing full well we won't return. Remember, Ian says, you're supposed to pull up, but you don't. Boom. Poor Porkins.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.